Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor Southers, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And as we wind down the calendar the last couple days of the year, there's a lot to look back on and some a little bit more positive than we may want to remember over 2020 here in Colorado Springs.
Well, I think that's right. It's been a very challenging year, but I personally believe that one of our greatest achievements is the tremendous economic resiliency that Colorado Springs has shown. In March and April, things looked pretty bleak from an economic perspective, but by year's end, we're going to be very close to the revenue that we had in 2019, which is phenomenal considering that tourism was down 40% and it's such a big part of our economy. But construction, you know, had a record year. Obviously, our consumers went from going to retail stores to doing a lot of online purchasing. So in general, it's been amazing economic resiliency. And then just a lot of things were accomplished that we've been working on for a long time. For example, the settlement of the EPA lawsuit over stormwater. This is something I had been trying to put to rest for literally 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And finally, late this year, we've got the case settled, and when we can move forward, I think we're well on our way to developing one of the best stormwater programs in Colorado. Airport development. Amazon, this huge facility, 4 million square feet, come out of the ground, an anchor to the business park out at the airport. And then we had very exciting news in October that Southwest Airlines will begin 13 daily flights in and out of our airport in March. The Olympic Museum opened in late July. I think when we get COVID behind us, that's going to be one of the great area attractions for us. And the Hibble Sports Medicine Performance Center opened at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs campus also in the summer. And I also believe that's going to be attract researchers, athletes, physicians from all over the world to study high performance and survival in challenging climates and things like that. So all in all, 2020 was a pretty amazing year.
And Mayor, I know we crunched some of the numbers here at KRDO, and Pikes Peak alone set some tourism records in September, October, and November, despite everything going on with the pandemic. And that's only going to increase as well, too, because 2021, that brand new Summit House is set to open up.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to in 2021 in the Summit House. We believe that will be open in May, that will bring record numbers of people to the mountain. Keep in mind, almost simultaneously with that, the Broadmoor will complete a $100 million renovation of the Cog Railway up Pikes Peak. So that will be very exciting from a tourism standpoint. Other things to look forward to in 2021, obviously, we're all looking forward to further recovery of COVID. Let's hope we can all get the vaccination distribution done by the time summer rolls around and have a close to normal tourism season. The downtown stadium should come online in March, and the indoor arena at Carroll College by the fall of 2021. That's obviously pretty exciting. There's an incredible amount of activity going on in the InterQuest corridor. INT will be opening its new headquarters building out there. Shields Sporting Good, which you haven't been to one, it's an amazing combination of sporting goods and indoor amusement park. That will open in March or April of 2021. Penrose St. Francis will break ground on a new their third campus at InterQuest and I-25. And then from one of the things I'm looking forward to, I think probably in November ballot, we will be asking the citizens to renew the Trails and Open Space Initiative, which is vital to our acquisition of parks and open space and our maintenance of parks and open space in Colorado Springs.
So, yeah, a lot to look forward to, and the economic recovery should also continue on. I know voters allowed basically the city to kind of do that Tabor reset, so we're basing it off of the net upcoming budgets off of a little bit better numbers compared to what we could have due to the pandemic.
That's exactly right. We won't have to ratchet down. We do think our revenues overall in 2020 will be less than 2019. We'll be able to move forward with that base from 2019 and not ratchet down, which will help us recover even more quickly in 2021. So, and I just really feel that when COVID is behind us, there'll be a tremendous amount of pent-up enthusiasm for tourism and things like that. So I'm generally optimistic about 2021, and when you think, despite the COVID crisis, how resilient folks have been in 2020, I think there's a lot to look forward to.
Exactly. Well, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and happy 2021 to you in just a few days.
Okay, one other thing I wanted to mention, Andrew. Mm-hmm. 2021 is the 150th birthday of Colorado Springs, which is called a sesquicentennial. That will be July 31st, 2021, and be a big build-up to then. We'll have a beards and bonnets contest, and I'm encouraging all the men to join the mayor in growing a beard. I will probably win the worst beard contest, but it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we look forward to that for sure. Thank you again so much for your time this afternoon, Mayor Southers.
You bet. Take care.
All right. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead here on KRDO's Afternoon News.